From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe adopts a plan it hopes will ease the migrant crisis. European Union interior ministers meeting Tuesday in Brussels approved a controversial quota plan to distribute tens of thousands of migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented to a Wednesday summit of EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream of migrants is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. And UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming called for improved reception centers.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. Six West African heads of state will travel to Burkina Faso Wednesday to restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso. They have also invited the chairman of the authority in liaison with the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to initiate a political dialogue among all the stakeholders in Burkina Faso with a view to finding lasting solutions to the political crisis in the country.
Burkinabe coup leader General Gilbert Diendera has said he'll hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. This is VOA News. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abdrabo Mansour Hadi has arrived in the southern port city Aden following a six-month exile. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March as Shia Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned to the country with the goal of restoring stability. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says military experts believe the Russian aircraft sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection as they prop up the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. But Mr. Kerry Tuesday said it's unclear what Russia's long-term intentions are.
If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support as they have previously to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility, and it's one, it's something that we will obviously talk about in New York in the next few days.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria launched another effort Tuesday to open peace talks. Stefan de Mistura announced the heads of four thematic working groups to look at political and legal issues, military matters, and counterterrorism. More than 2 million Muslim faithful have gathered in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. They're undeterred by a construction crane collapse earlier this month at Mecca's Grand Mosque that killed 109, including foreign pilgrims. Hundreds were injured. The Volkswagen pollution scandal worsened Tuesday after the German company acknowledged it tampered with emissions controls on millions of diesel vehicles. Friday, U.S. regulators said Volkswagen equipped about 500,000 cars with software that switched pollution controls on during testing but shut them off during normal driving. Volkswagen Group of America Chief Michael Horn Tuesday said such behavior is completely inconsistent with the company's core values.
We must fix those cars. The cars, we prevent this from ever happening again, and we have to make things right with the government, the public, our customers, our employees, and also, very important, our dealers.
Volkswagen CEO has apologized. The company is allocating more than $7 billion to cover the cost of recalls and other efforts to mitigate the damage. The president of the Republic of Congo Tuesday announced a referendum to change the constitution to allow him to run for another term. The 71-year-old Denis Sassou Nguesso has ruled the country for a total of 31 years, currently banned by the constitution from seeking another term. The Obama administration announced Tuesday it's transferred Saudi national Abdulrahman Shalabi from the prison facility at Guantanamo Bay back to his native country. Held since January 2002, Shalabi was cleared for release in June by a review board. He was a longtime hunger striker and never charged with a crime. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.